Cambodia is a beautiful country in Southeast Asia, bordered by Thailand, Laos, and Ao Lak, or Vietnam. The country is a fascinating mix of breathtaking scenery, simple cultures and traditions, stunning ancient temples, colonial architecture, genuine friendliness, and more. Cambodia has a magnificent and spiritual past. The glory of the Khmer Empire stretched from eastern Thailand and Laos to South Ao Lak or Vietnam. Temples of Angkor, capital of Cambodia's ancient Khmer Empire, are a perfect fusion of creative ambition and spiritual devotion. Angkor Wat is still the spiritual heart of the country where people come to pray every day. Because of the spiritual atmosphere that exists in every Cambodian's heart, the country is blessed by God's grace, especially in its time of need. Cambodia has had the great fortune to receive the love of Supreme Master Ching Hai many times since the 1990s. She has provided financial assistance, and association members assisted the Cambodian impoverished war and natural disaster victims. When the country suffered through both a flood and drought season during which crops were destroyed and the shortage of food was severe, hundreds of thousands of Cambodians were on the fringe of starvation. Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed over 6,000 tons of rice, which was delivered quickly to those affected. In a large-scale project called Raising Center, in the midst of barren and desolate acres of land, Supreme Master Ching Hai and association members constructed a new school, hospital, and Buddhist temple for the Cambodians. Free medical supplies, health examinations, and medical assistance were provided by our association members in the medical field. The royal family of Cambodia, including King Sihanouk Norodom, the Queen, and Princess, have expressed their deepest gratitude towards Supreme Master Ching Hai and have invited her to the palace. At the opening ceremony of the Raising Center, Princess Marie Ranarit expressed her gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai. Over the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has accepted invitations by the earnest truth aspirants to visit their land. We now invite you to listen to an enlightening discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai with our association members entitled Believe in the Inner Master on July 30th, 1996 in Cambodia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
You can do anything you want. You are the Buddha, never forget. Even if you cannot believe it, don't forget it. Don't forget what I told you, because what I told you is the truth. Don't believe anything less than this about yourself. Have confidence. Not proudness, but confidence within yourself, because you are that which you are searching for now. There's nothing else. But what inside you is what you search for. The one who are searching and the one who is searched is only one. Do you think who is searching for whom? Huh? Who is the one that tells you to search for that person, for that being? It's you yourself. Only God can know God. Only Buddha can feel longing for the Buddha nature, longing for your home. Nah? If your home has not been in the palace, if you have not been the prince in the palace, you would never miss the palace. You would never long to go back to the palace. So if you, in your heart now, you find yourself longing to go back to the kingdom of God, or God realization, it is because you God. You have been God. And now you have forgotten or something else that make you separated. That's why you long for. Huh? So don't fear that we are not together, because we always are. We always will be, but for the fun of creating a lot of things, we have been separated as it is right now is also fine, no? Don't you think so? Yes. Suppose we are all one already, and me, you are all one, only one face in the whole room here, only one big body like this. Wouldn't it be terrible? Huh? No fun, huh? Everywhere is my head, everywhere is my arm, everywhere is my feet. Nothing else I see here. No man, no woman, nothing, and no winking eye sometimes. Then nothing to do, huh? So we should be really thankful for the creation as it is, so that we can enjoy each other, and so that we can have something higher to long for, to hope for, to aspire for. Otherwise, okay, I sit here, I'm God, I'm Buddha, and that's that, you know? I want nothing, I wish nothing, I see nobody, I do nothing for nobody, nobody loves me, I love nobody, because I'm me, me and you, you are I and you. You know? Then that's that, you know? Then also no fun, huh? So the creation is all right. It's just that if we suffer so much from our wrong choices previously, then we must change now. The five precepts or the Ten Commandments you must keep, because that's your salvation. Do not think the body is not important. Huh? The body is important. Without the body, the mind cannot exist there. Huh? And without the mind, the soul has no experience in this world. The mind and the gray matter, the brain, are different. Huh? The mind is invisible. The brain is the material instrument with which the mind uses, okay, to touch, to know the things around it. So don't confuse the mind with the brain. The mind is also very, very strong. So you have to feed yourself adequately, huh? Bodily, so that your body is strong and keep long, so that you can practice better and you can benefit the world longer. Don't disregard your body, yeah? Give it enough care, proper hygiene, and protect it from weather and hunger and accident and sickness. So you have to think always positive and strong. Anytime if you're ill, you're sick, either you will yourself to be sick or you probably let somebody else affect you. By your own will. Then just meditate more. Take proper medicaments and make you feel better. Don't think that the five precepts are from any strict Buddha or rigid Bodhisattva try to control your life. No, 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 no. The body is not made for alcohol, cigarette, drugs and all kind of too strong stimulation. That's how we shorten our lives. And that's how our ancestors, parents shorten their lives and impart this knowledge to us of the shortened lifespan. Otherwise, we would live longer. So you heard that Jacob and whoever was in the Bible live a long, 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 long years. Oh, they have about 800 children, something like that. Remember? And also many of the Chinese legion, they live until 800 years or many thousands of years. Still, there are some people who live that long. Actually, we could live very long. Longer than in this kind of life, about 100 years like this. It's too short. That's why sometimes we wonder, why life is so short? What can we do in this kind of 100 years span? We were not meant to live 100 years. We were meant to live long, 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 longer than this. But because of ignorance, self-indulgence in all kind of poison. So our gene from our ancestor keeps shortened and shortened and imparted to us this kind of also weak body. And then when we come here, we also be influenced by society like, okay, take a glass of alcohol or whiskey, it's cool, it's sociable, it's high soul. You know, actually, it's no good for us. Anything contain alcohol is terrible for your body. It shorten your life. It dull the mind. It confuse the vision. That's why, you see, if you have a risky sickness, huh, or the operation, the doctor always advise you, don't drink alcohol. Huh? 2 weeks after operation, don't smoke, yeah, or don't have this and that and others. Then why? Even if after sickness we should not drink alcohol, or before or during the sickness we should not drink alcohol or take drugs, then why should we do it ordinarily? It's harmful anyhow. It is very harmful. So if you want to live a healthier life, if you want to live longer, take care of yourself and your family, then stay away from all this toxin. No? It's not a rigid rule. It's just a natural way to live our life so that we'll be more healthy and clear in our mind. Not druggy all the time, not groggy. Yeah, groggy and sluggish. And we don't care, you know?
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States. $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage.
Organ failure. Heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion U.S. dollars in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Actually, our life should be joyful, active, you know, and meaningful, and we can learn a lot of things with our time. Learning just for the sake of joy, for the sake of learning. You can start learning piano, guitar, whatever you like to do. Learn dancing, you know, just for exercise, or learn golf, football, baseball, tennis, anything you like to do. You still can always start because your body will obey your command. And the cell will start to produce younger cells because you want to live. So the body says, oh, you want to live? Fine, we do. Why not? Yeah, the cell just listen to the command of the mind. So make sure your mind is healthy, lively, active, and you want to live. Then you will live longer. That's the only secret of longevity. Also, you can take some vitamin if you believe in it. Because the faith also is in the medicine. If you believe vitamin good for you, then of course your faith is invested in the vitamin pill. And when you take it, it's good for you. Of course, vitamin also can help, you know, supply some of the missing elements, because sometimes we don't take enough nutrition, or we take too much of one kind and not the others. But actually, if we are active, we are strong, and our mind is healthy, it can convert any kind of food into a healthy diet and make us healthy. But stay away from the poison, alcohol, cigarette, drug. Drug, I mean those heroin kind, marijuana, thing like that. These are poison for you. And these poison are expensive. You stupid. Pay so much money for poison. Whiskey is not cheap. Anything, alcohol is not cheap.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects: brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a three-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Drink fruit juice, drink water, mineral water, or drink tap water if it's clean enough, if it's drinkable. These are good for you. Eat wholesome food. Eat fruits, vegetable, tofu, vegetable protein. All these are very good and prolong your life. Eat nuts, okay? And nuts are good for us. And so all kind of margarine, all kind of things are good for you. Olive oil, olive, anything natural is good for you. So don't spare your body the nutrition that is needed, but don't overeat it, because also make you feel very bad and sleepy. Okay? Even if the food is good, eat as much as your body needs. If it's too much, the body also cannot digest, and a lot of it is wasted outside, you know. All the precepts and all the things that I imparted to you are good for you. Just live according to them and your life will be longer, your health will be stronger, and your economy will be better than before. You save a lot of money for medical bills and for doctors and for suffering. Not only save the money, you save the suffering. You don't have to go to the hospital so much, If possible, just eat at home. Cook for yourself. Cook for your husband and your children, Now and again, of course, you want to enjoy, you go out to eat, that's all right. But pray a lot before, okay? cleanse it with light and whatever power you can get from anywhere, you know, from 10 directions, and eat it. And believe that it is clean and wholesome.
Thank you for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of Believe in the Inner Master. Healthy Living is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May heaven shower you and your loved ones with many blessings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.